Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
Esther was unsure if the king would extend favor to her when she walked into his throne room. But friends, you and I can be assured that God has already extended his favor to us before we even come into his throne room. Romans chapter 8 tells us, if God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us, how will he not also together with him give us all things? He's waiting for us to come into the throne room. This is where it's a great picture of Esther going in and ultimately getting favor with the king. But there was doubt in her mind whether she was going to get that or not. She had to wait to approach the king before she knew whether favor was coming her way. But you and I don't have that. We don't have to have that doubt, because we can look at the fact that Jesus was given up for us, died to taste all of our griefs. Like we saw the verse, a man acquainted with sorrows, a man that knows all of those griefs, took those for us, so that now we know that God's scepter of favor is already extended to us before we even walk into his presence. So that's why we have to remember, learn the lessons from Scripture, learn the lessons from our own personal history and our lives. How has God moved? His arm hasn't become shortened. He's not pulling back the scepter of favor a little bit. He's not weakened. He's not impoverished at all to meet our needs today. See, God wants to do more than just simply remove the grief that we have in our life. He wants you and I to be living, breathing testimonies because of what he did. He wants it to be a spot where people look at us and say, there's no way you could have gotten yourself out of that by yourself. And you say, yes, I've learned the lesson that God is the provider and I am not the provider. That he alone can take my grief, my mourning, my state of being at the end of my rope, dark skies, dark tunnel. He can, in a moment, remove all of those and do something that I had never even imagined that he would have done or could have done.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.